This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When we came in this morning, they were unfurling an 80,000-square-foot red carpet along New York's 42nd Street. Tonight, the city is hosting the All-Star Game, a baseball tradition going back 80 years. If you watch the players' mandibles, you might catch a glimpse of another tradition. Here's a hint. It led to the outlawed spitball. Stan Alcorn reports on baseball, spitting, and the tobacco industry.
As the New York Yankees gave up run after run on Sunday, there was a lot of spitting in the dugout, mostly sunflower seeds from the mouth of manager Joe Girardi. But for decades, that would have been tobacco juice, according to longtime fan Al Cicerone.
What I remember as a kid going in the Yankee dugout back in the old days, it was all over.
He recalls stepping in the saliva made by chewing tobacco or dip stuffed under the lower lip. Players still use this smokeless tobacco, but they're now required to keep it concealed. According to Greg Connolly, a leading smokeless tobacco researcher, that means less free advertising to tempt kids.
I would say that is true, that we've reduced it. But, you know, have we gone from the jumping from the 20th floor to the 10th floor?
Ball aside, he says a rising number of young people are using the smokeless stuff. Jefferies analyst Tilo Vreda says the big tobacco companies are making up for falling cigarette sales by pushing new smokeless flavors and pouches.
And then the latest innovation has been snus.
Snus lets you dip without the spit. It's big in Sweden, but now both Swedish and American companies are marketing it here. You can find Camel and Marlboro snus.
It comes in a little pouch. You don't need to spit when you use it. And because you don't have to spit, it's seen as much more user-friendly.
Depending on the user. At an amateur baseball game in Central Park, Anthony Perez had mint-flavored dip in his mouth. He had tried snus, but once was enough.
The whole point is that you don't have to spit out. You can just swallow it, but that's, you know, coming from someone who dips, that to me, that's a little disgusting. I know it sounds weird, but it's not the same thing.
Spitting. Whether it's tobacco or sunflower seeds, is a baseball tradition that's here to stay. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.